Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Ladies and gentlemen, I have written three books in my lifetime. The first one was called Yes, You Can Become a Millionaire. And then I followed that up with The Essence of Excellence. And then I wrote Constitutional Armageddon. In Constitutional Armageddon, I wrote about what I thought the founders intended and how far we had drifted away from their masterpiece. My father passed away in 1980, and he had been a very smart man in a common sense way. Then Bill Clinton was elected President of the United States after his first term, the country was in a real mess. The White House resembled a frat house. I was distressed with the damage being done to our morality and to the United States Constitution. So I wrote an imaginary letter to my dad 17 years after his death. The last four pages of Constitutional Armageddon is the letter that I wrote to Dad. And I would like to read it to you now. It begins with, the author's father passed away December 2nd, 1980. On February 24th, 1997, the author drafted an imaginary letter to his father, informing him of conditions back home and to ask his advice. And the text follows. Dear Dad, it has been 16 years since your death. Oh, how we miss you. You know, I knew then that I had just lost the best daddy that anyone could ever hope for. And as the years have gone by, each one brings more and more evidence that indeed you were a giant among men. Mom and my brothers and our sister talk of you often. Oh, how we miss you. How I wish my children could have known you the way I did. Dad, I'm writing you out of concern for our country. I know from your vantage point that you can see what is happening, but from mine, it's beginning to look hopeless. Dad, we can't lose hope because the will to fight for what's right is lost when there's no hope. What is happening to our country? The home of the free and the brave, America, once the land of opportunity to grow and to prosper as equals, with no guarantees, but no restrictions. An America that honored and rewarded honesty, hard work, and commitment. You know, Dad, as I was growing up in the 40s and 50s and 60s, we were taught to believe in the American dream, that no matter one's lot in life, you could grab hold of that bright star that shone over America and lift yourself to whatever level you desired and you were willing to dedicate your dreams to. Well, I want my kids and grandkids to know that dream as I did, to know that opportunity exists without restrictions. Dad, I fear we're about to lose it. You wouldn't believe the restrictions, the roadblocks, the locked iron gates of an arrogant government that good, decent people have to overcome in order to achieve today. Dad, you wouldn't believe the number of people in America today who totally live off the government, supported by fewer and fewer workers. Many Americans today scoff at the word opportunity because it is always followed by the word work. Dad, you taught me to stand for my principles, pay what I owe, accept responsibility for my actions, and respect my elders. Well, Dad, nobody hardly does that anymore. Why, you wouldn't believe what they elect to offices today, or how little respect they have for political leaders. Sometimes it's hard to tell the boys from the girls. And man, you sure wouldn't believe all the places they're putting earrings today. Churches are growing by leaps and bounds, but it seems harder and harder to find people who truly live by the Word of God. From Martha's Vineyard to the majestic Rocky Mountains, on to the shores of California, people are losing hope and liberty. Dad, America has handed out cash to countries all over the globe and created a welfare state at home. Funny thing has happened, though. Most of those countries don't like us today, and our own people think we haven't given them enough. What was once thought of as a helping hand is now deemed to be an entitlement. I don't even know if you know if you understand that word, entitlement, but I know you didn't agree with its philosophy. No one is safe anymore either. In the big city, the small towns, or out in the country, every decent person is at risk of robbery, murder, rape, or torture. People now blow up entire buildings and airplanes. And drugs are destroying our kids. And government doesn't seem to care. Why, they're even talking about legalizing it. And the White House is full of people who have used it. You know how you despised racism and respected all human beings? Well, Dad, in spite of some progress, racism is still ugly. A famous black sports hero can commit double murder and walk free, while other outstanding black leaders are denigrated and called Uncle Toms because they believe in and uphold good over evil and right over wrong. They believe in equal opportunity, but not preferences, and equal justice for everyone regardless of race. Can you believe that? Why, they ought to be treating them like heroes for standing for such things. But instead, they're an outcast among their own people. God help us. Well, enough about our challenges, Dad. I just wanted to talk to you about it because, you know, you just always seem to have a good common sense answer for all wrongs. On a positive note, you'd be glad to know that Mom, your bride of 50 years, is doing well. In America has experienced an explosion in computer technology and medical breakthroughs that have helped every country in the world. You wouldn't believe the advances of farming. I remember you're plowing by horse to feed your family. But today, America feeds the world. The space program has helped advance many things, helpful to mankind, and now they take off in a shuttle and land it like an airplane. Can you believe it? And one more thing, Dad. There is no Berlin Wall anymore or any major communist power. Thanks to Ronald Reagan and America's technological advancements designed to assure peace. The communists realized they were no match for the commitment of the Gipper. Dad, I hope I haven't worried you too much about America's problems. You see, I know exactly what your advice would be. You would tell us to never give up on our principles, to take full responsibility for ourselves and demand our government stop hindering people's progress by restrictions and crippling people with unearned handouts. Put the emphasis back on opportunity and responsibility. Teach people how to fish instead of giving them a fish. You would say again, to obey all laws and respect authority. You would advise that where we have political leaders who cannot withstand scrutiny of principles and character, to work diligently to replace them with men and women of high honor and high ideals. You would say never give up believing that good, decent Americans will rise up and unite to save America, protect our liberty, and assure freedom for all mankind. I know what you would say, Dad. And I also know that there are millions of us who feel just the way you do. Don't worry, Dad. We're going to do it. But thanks for listening. Oh, how we miss you. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. You know, if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not a conservative, then you need to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. Call your friends and relatives. Encourage them to listen. And then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember this, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or if you would like to order his complete album of Cowboy's Revenge, you can do so at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood himself has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. And be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.